Relative to the peers, you're saying that this company is overvalued. Can you tell me what the PEG ratio is relative to the competitors?
The PEG ratio is right here. As you can see, that Home Pro PEG is about 76, when the weighted average of the industry peers that we calculated is 50.3. So you can see that investors today are paying more for the expected future growth of Home Pro than it is paying the industry peers.
Part of your discussion seemed to center on the growth strategy, that they were wanting to move into second-tier provinces. Would your attitude be different if they concentrated their energies more on growing in the major population centers in Bangkok and perhaps elsewhere in Southeast Asia?
First of all, I have to say something to you, that the major population in Thailand are living in the second-tier area, but those whom of them are in the lower income. Therefore, the competitions in the first tier and Bangkok area, which have the higher income per population, it's already intensified, as mentioned. Incoming of IKEAs, incoming of those, and double of the store in Bangkok will take place soon. And the same store, so therefore the same store sales will not enjoy in the same level for sure.
Can you compare the operating efficiency and profit margin for this company versus their competitors? And do they own property or they rent property? Compared to their competitors, if they own property, does it mean that they have some competitive advantages in terms of control the cost? Thank you.
Let me answer the first part first. This is the operating efficiency of Home Pro and it's the peers that we selected. As you can see, that net profit margin for Home Pro is relatively high compared to the peers, except for the Robinson, which is a department store that has a higher net profit margin. But we see that this is a result of first the relatively high asset turnover and the fact that it's focused on the middle to the upper income people.
Yes. And for your second question, basically it is the nature of Thai retailer business that most of the retailer will own their the land of the business that they operate in. So basically for Home Pro, most of their branches, they have their own land. As well as for Global House, its competitors, this also applied relatively the same to them. So in terms of the cost advantage, it will be on the most of the time the same level.
I don't see any explicit reference to risk and how it affects your price earnings ratio and any other kind of dividend discount model or whatever cash flow model that you might be using. Where is that and how did you arrive at it?
Can you repeat the question?
Hardly. I'm concerned about the use of comparisons without an explicit comparison of risk or use of risk. Where in your analyses have you introduced risk in terms of the capitalization rates for earnings or dividends or the multiples or whatever that are attached to them? How did you get those? How did you use them?
Okay. For the risk, we are talking about the international expansion and also for our forecast of growth. So basically, when we talk about risk, then our assumptions can be wrong, but we are rather optimistic about our assumptions. And for that, if the international expansion really succeeds, then that may be the next growth phase for Home Pro and might put an upside on Home Pro stocks. And also we have constructed a football field diagram to reflect our scenario analysis. And then we cross-check between each valuation model. And if you short it, then your risk is that it might go up to 9.74 baht per share.
This company is basically a retail company, so can you tell me what the sales per square foot or per square meter is and relative to its competitors?
Sales per square meter for homebrew for last year is approximately 16%. For sale per square meter is approximately 70 Thai baht per square. Oh, sorry, 20,000 Thai baht.
But for the comparative, since they have no any public firm that sells the same similar type of good, so we have no the clear information for the same segment. Since the closest competitor that in a home improvement retailer is Siam Global, which selling the cheaper product and not the same product mix, so we cannot determine the similar competitor.
Your message is clear that you feel we should sell the stock. You had indicated we should sell it now, and part of that was on the basis of quarterly sales. Is there a relationship between the stock of the price or the stock price and quarterly sales results?
Well, for the fourth quarter sales, the sales usually peaked out because Homebrew usually launched exhibitions called Homebrew Expo that they basically rent a big space and then they sell, like do discount sales. So we will see a lot of sale performance that during the fourth quarter of a year, and that's usually the period where the sales stock price hike. So we see we definitely see a correlation between the stock price and then the quarterly sales.
As well, looking back for a couple, 2 to 3 years, we see that the earnings announcement of fourth quarters beat the analyst estimates by the most margin in the fourth quarters, more than the other quarters.
You indicated that on a price earnings basis that the stock is overvalued compared to not only its competitors, but also on a comparative basis to the market in general. What reasons could you give that you make a convincing case that it's a sell, but what reasons could you give that the market is assigning these kinds of premiums to this particular stock?
First of all, HomePro entered the Set 50, which is the blue chip index for Thailand during the second half of 2010. So that's where HomePro stock price increased significantly. And also HomePro, as we have mentioned, it is the largest home improvement retailer in Thailand. We may mention Global, which is coming, is pretty much the same kind of retailer, but it's coming up. But so far, Homebrew is definitely number one in this area. So I think that's why the investor assigned the premium to your stock.
When the stock was included in your stock price index, did that have an immediate impact or change the stock valuation at all?
Since the inclusion happens around during July 2010, and we already see some adjustment before the announcement, and then it has been going up steadily. As in the beginning of 2010, the stock price has been around 4 baht, but then after the inclusion, the stock price rise sharply, and the end of last year it was around 9 baht.
Looking forward, we also see this a little more sustainable because of the increased liquidity and, you know, the increase. It has become more found by the investors. So increased liquidity also drives up price as well.
If you were a financial consultant to this company, what would you advise the management to do in order to reverse your recommendation to a buy?
how if I...